I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. We're always looking for the perfect affirmation that includes all the details that we would like to include about ourselves. One of the main things we want to include in an affirmation is to have the affirmation be one that cannot be refuted by our consciousness, that it cannot be put down by our consciousness by having our consciousness saying, oh no, that's not true, oh no, that's not true. When I say I am ideal, spiritually illumined being, I am not saying I am an ideal, spiritually illumined being. I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. This is the totality of all the possibility of being a spiritually illumined being. And as far as being a spiritually illumined being is, I'm not a spiritually illumined man. I'm not a spiritually illumined teacher. I'm not a spiritually illumined father or son or wife or daughter. I am spiritually illumined being. When I say I am being, I am all. I am not a particular being, a one being. I am all. Now, I'm speaking about the universal reality, the universal causality, the universal experience of all that is. And that is a fact. That is a reality. That does dwell in the allness. And I dwell in the allness. Now, I have chosen to take from the allness those things that were exciting and interesting to me. I have chosen to take out of the infinite cosmic beingness, which I am, that which appears to be exciting, that which I call at the moment human. And as I choose to experience these human things, I choose to experience all that is defined in my mind and in the mind of all creation, what consists of being human. Now, human has many definitions to it. It has many areas that it covers. It has many possibilities, and it has many probabilities, and it has an allness aspect also. The ideal human is something that we can think about, but we certainly cannot know. Because once we are the ideal human, we are the ideal niche in the allness. And when we're the ideal niche in the allness, the ideal aspect of the allness, we are not aware of any uniqueness that we could ever experience or ever express ourselves in being. I am ideally illumined being. I am ideally illumined being. Now, what does that mean to be the ideally illumined being? What does that mean to say to myself, I am ideally illumined being? I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. To say, I am ideal, spiritually illumined being, means that in the total possibility of creation, which is a reality, I am an outpicturing of whatever I can allow myself to believe and conceive that the allness is. Now, that's a pretty big possibility. That's a pretty big expression. and it goes beyond our imagination. We've had people, scientists, who come along and say the Big Bang Theory and tell us how wonderful that is, and how all the scientific community jumped onto the bandwagon and said, that's right, that's right, that's right, and how this has been described to us is correct, and perhaps there's greater possibilities to it or greater aspects to it that we don't know, but that's right. The Big Bang Theory is a Big Bang Theory. Well, the current vogue that's coming out is that the Big Bang Theory was merely an expression of two universes, the universe that we know about here, and the universe that is on the outer edge of this universe that we know about, and that these two universes were in collision and went bang in the night. And because of the Big Bang, they created all of the experiences that we call the universe that we know. Now, that's an interesting possibility, and it has just as much right or possibility of being as the Big Bang Theory that we had a short time ago. And quite likely, as the years go by, in the timelessness of all, as the years go by, more and more possibilities will come up of what actually is. And perhaps, in the allness of all, in our ability to let go and let the divine be us, let our spiritually illumined awareness reveal itself, that being that we are, we will come to the awareness of what is the creative cause of this universe as far as electrons and protons and atoms are concerned. That's not really so very great. It is great. It is great because we have thought it's great, because we've placed it on our consciousness as something that is greater than we can comprehend. But it is comprehensible because scientists are comprehending it. They are a long distance from the solution, because they're on their journey into the awareness of what the allness is, and they started out in their journey from where they were in the allness into the allness, and it's like going around a great globe to come back to what reality is, what the truth is. Who are you? When we let go and realize, I am ideal, spiritually illumined being, I am ideal, spiritually illumined being, when we realize that, when I realize that, then I will not search outwardly for the answer. I will go within, and I will find the answer here in my very being, in my ideal self, because I am ideal. And ideal is that which is in itself complete, that which is in itself the essence of all possibility. Ideal is the essence of all possibility. Wow! How could I really be searching for more? Now, so long as I go in my human mode, I go in my human program to look at the divine, I will interpret all that I see of the divine through my spiritually illumined being. I will interpret all in the light of being human. And if a human possibility can allow for it, then it can be. If in my thought the human possibility cannot allow for a concept to be thought about or revealed, then it cannot be. And I am saying to myself, the automobile cannot be before the automobile was invented and created. I am saying that a submarine cannot be before it was brought into being. But you can be sure people thought about a submarine, a vehicle to go under the water and travel around. You can be sure that people have thought of these things long before the thing itself was there. We know of Leonardo da Vinci drawing drawings, and Michelangelo drawing drawings long before the things that they drew came into being. The things that Leonardo da Vinci had of the helicopter, which we recognize now, but they didn't recognize then, and the diving bell and many other things, long before they were even possibilities in the thoughts of man. But yet, they're always a possibility. They were always a possibility. The pharaohs could have driven around in Cadillacs, as we oftentimes say. If they had the desire to do so. If they had the desire to do so, they would put the cause in motion, and the Cadillac would have been manifested. You can speak Cadillac or Rolls Royce or car or luxury car or anything. And quite likely, if the knowledge that we have of the previous existences on planet Earth, which the tectonic plates had wiped away, that these previous existences had vehicles that floated in the air. They had cars. They had houses that were invisible. They had all sorts of wonderful, beautiful possibilities. Because these are thoughts in people's minds, and if they're thoughts in people's minds, they have the possibility of being a reality in the experience of the people. It all depends on how quickly that person wants to let go and let the divine in them be revealed. I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. I am not a constructive, ideal, spiritually illumined being if I ever feel I have to reveal something. If rather I just reveal it, if rather I just be it, if rather I just let go and let the divine in me show me the way, show me how to accomplish it, show me how to bring it forth, and then it is done. You say, well, you have to have all this modern physical apparatus that helped to bring the atomic message through and to split the atom to bring out its power. No. We're using the atomic power every moment of our life through our mind. Our body is a storehouse of a great deal of power. And yet it's not a storehouse of power. It is a vehicle created out of power. Should we choose our body to be invisible, it will be so. Should we choose our body to need food, it'll be it. Should we choose our body not to need food? It will not need it. You say, well, Herb, you've talked about these things before, and you have mentioned how that's the fact before. And yet, how many people do we know like that? Well, to me, one of the most telling things for all of us is when we have a spiritual revelation. When we have a spiritual revelation, it comes along and says to us, I know that I know that I know. If I can use the term moments before, in the timelessness of all, moments before, you did not know. And so the world did not know, and everyone says it is not known. And then the moment you know it, and you say, I know it, and you experience, express, and reveal that you know it, then all the world knows it, and what was not known just a moment before is now known. And the attitude of being not known before is released, and people forget totally that it was ever not known. You could not conceive of it ever being not known. You could not be aware of it ever being not known. You could not care of it ever being not known. When I tell people, the moment you have a spiritual healing, that spiritual healing, it takes place in your world. Really, when you have a spiritual healing, you have entered into a new consciousness. When you have a spiritual healing, you enter into a new dimension. A dimension that you knew about before, but you had not 100% engaged in. And in this new dimension, no one ever remembers that you ever were anything other than the magnificent, spiritually illumined being that you are right now. In this new dimension, no doctors ever report you had an illness, no hospitals ever report your presence. No parents or family ever remember you having been anything other than the ideal, spiritually illumined being that you are. Because you're on this other dimension. You say, well, Herb, that's just an easy way of stepping around information and facts. Yes, that's true. That's true. If you are able to believe this and know this, it's an easy way to step around. And if you are not able to believe this and know this, then you will constantly be going back to the awareness that you did not know how to build a car, and you will find building a car very difficult. You will say to yourself, as scientists are saying today, they want to create an automobile that will travel 1,000 miles an hour. Well, now, this is just a given, and it's not necessarily very important. Because right now, they have cars that go 798 miles an hour, and they have cars that are on the verge of going 1,000 miles an hour. And there were times that they couldn't cross the barrier of sound, that they couldn't go faster than the speed of sound, and they're already going beyond that for sure as they travel through outer space and in the various other dimensions, because as we travel in various other dimensions, as we exist on various other dimensions, we are different people. All the astronauts returning from outer space return with a new attitude in their mind. We cannot always tell it. They don't even know it. But there's something about them that is indefatigable. There's something about them that is reaching out into their spiritual realm, into their spiritual climb, into their spiritual illumination. And they are quite unique beings. Not in the physiological, not in the human ways that we think they should be. Many are even there too. But in some very special way that says, yes, I know these things. Yes, they are knowable. Yes, it is not impossible. I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. When I am an ideal, spiritually illumined being, I live my life in such a fantastic fashion that everything I do, I say, I am, is utterly marvelous. When I say I am ideal, spiritually illumined being, if I can use that as a mantra, if I can use that as an affirmation, I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. It's just a complex enough statement that we cannot protest it. It's just a complex enough statement that our saying it demands our paying attention to each word. It's just a complex enough statement that it begins to take a hold when we notice it least. And then we begin to express it so totally in our life. And as we enter into that awareness of that complex, beautiful statement, I am ideal, spiritually illumined being, we leave this dimension of thinking that we are not that to the dimension that says that we are that, I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. And as we enter that dimension, we are it, and we no longer remember any past dimension. We no longer remember any time in which we were not that which we are. but we are it. And this is how utilizing our mantras, our affirmations, our statement of truth about ourselves to the maximum allows us to let go of all those other possibilities and claim this possibility as our reality. And as we claim this possibility as our reality, if this is no longer a possibility, it is our reality. And as it is our reality, we live, I am ideal, spiritually illumined being, and we live it right now. Think on these things. They are wonderful and marvelous indeed. And perhaps it's a new way of looking at it for you. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.